From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Classic Aerosmith here. On the Greatest Hits album. Most people don't realize that. All right, guys, 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. We'll get to your phone calls if you want to get in on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228. 272-9228. That will land you squarely on the radio. Don't call here correcting the WAK news, news whatever. But if you want to call and talk about anything we're talking about, go ahead. Monday through Thursday, there are some rules around here. Friday, there ain't none. But Monday through Thursday, be on topic, be brief. No life stories. If you want to do a personal experience or an anecdote, that's fine. Make it snappy. By about 60 or 80 seconds, I'm bored usually and checking my text messages. This is honest to God. When you get done with your call and I say, now what did you say? It's because you bored me.
Because he tuned out.
Yeah. After about 60 seconds, I got a short attention span.
It's less than that.
Okay, 40 seconds, 30, 40 seconds.
Especially if there's a taxing preamble.
Yes.
I can watch Baron's eyes glaze over. It's great.
You watch me pick up my phone and look down.
Yeah, I'm like just literally he's not listening.
Great. I have not heard a word.
And then I have to interpret because mostly because I'm like not numb to it yet.
Well, so. 2.5 minutes, trust me, 5 years of it.
Right.
2.5 years in. We'll celebrate our 5th year anniversary on Bastille Day, French Independence Day this year, July 14th. You want to know why they call us French Republicans? We launched on Bastille Day. Well. might be the reason. But get to the point. If you had a question, don't ask me rhetorical questions. Just get to the point. Just get to the point. all right. Here is how CNBC put it. Here is how CNBC put the Justin Amash story. Republican Representative Justin Amash says President Trump, quote, has engaged in impeachable conduct, end quote. Now, CNBC is the business media wing of the corporatist globalist whore corporation known as GE. GE is the globalist corporatist enterprise of technology and other things that was doing business with Iran during sanctions secretly and thought they wouldn't get in trouble because they're GE. Actually owned GE stock at one point. I sold it when I realized they were globalist corporatist whores. It's hard to make money and not invest in globalist corporatist whores, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes you just got to ride along with it. Justin Amash says President Trump has engaged in impeachable conduct. What is the impeachable conduct? According to Justin Amash, now Justin Amash is allegedly libertarian-leaning, far-right-wing conservative. You would think he would love Donald J. Trump. He says, in a series of posts on Twitter, that Congress did not fully read the Mueller report, that he did read the Mueller report, and that Trump's engaged in careless, abusive, corrupt, and otherwise dishonorable conduct for which he should be indicted and impeached.
Well.
This goes farther than Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi has not called for the Trump's impeachment.
True.
Now, you might ask yourself, self, why is Justin Amash all geared up to have Trump impeached? He must have a moral issue with the Donald. Because CNBC, the globalist corporatist media outlet, the propaganda wing of GE, the propaganda, all these news organizations, by the way, Fox News doesn't cover it correctly, MSNBC, CNN hasn't covered this story correctly, nobody's covered this correctly. Roll Call, CQ, I saw it there, The Hill, none of them have covered it correctly.
Right.
Justin Amash.
Is it Amash or Amash?
Whatever his name is.
Who cares? He's a dud.
According to an article from M Live in 2010, Justin Amash was listed as being the co-owner of Dynamic Source International, a Chinese company that was once a supplier to Michigan Industrial Tools.
Ah.
Michigan Industrial Tools is a company owned by the Amash family, the parent company of Tecton Tools, which Justin Amash said were manufactured in America, which are in fact manufactured at their Chinese manufacturing facility.
We have determined that that was a lie.
Wrong. He has significant business interests in China.
In China. China.
And they are actively being hurt by Trump's tariffs because now their tools have to compete with American-made tools. And would you rather have a Craftsman made in America, or would you rather have a whatever made in America? Or would you rather, actually, I think Craftsman's coming back to America, if I'm not mistaken.
Good.
They left for a little while.
Good.
All these companies coming back. Doesn't it feel so amazing? You're going to be able to walk into stores and buy American goods.
I'm not tired of winning, Baron.
I'm not tired of winning. Maybe 6 more years of this, I'll be tired.
I doubt it. I don't think I can get tired of winning, bro.
Here's what John Amash, Justin Amash's brother, who's president of Tecton Tools, said. Trade with China is providing American consumers with good quality tools that could not be made for those prices in the United States. In other words, they're dumping their cheap Chinese on you. In Amash's financial disclosures for the year 2015, he was shown receiving $1 million in annual income due to his ownership stake in Michigan Industrial Tools. Again, which is a lie. It's nothing Michigan about it. It's Chinese Industrial Tools. That's why Justin Amash is calling for the president to be impeached, because he's a globalist corporatist like the rest of them. And Donald J. Trump is an American first politician. He's an American first man. They don't make American-made products by American workers. They chose Chinese workers.
Then he can pound sand.
Exactly.
Stronger message to follow.
I'd rather have a Democrat in there. They're honest.
It'll bring your garbage around here.
At least when they're calling for Trump's impeachment, you know they believe it.
Right.
This guy just wants to make a buck. It's hurting his family business. This is a perfect example of why the media is calling on Trump to be impeached on a daily basis, why the Democrats are calling on him, why the globalists and corporate has hated him, why they all wanted to prevent him from being president in the first place. This is a perfect prime example. Sometimes Saul Alinsky's right. Sometimes it's easier to make a broader point by focusing on an individual. And that's what Justin Amash gives us the opportunity to do today. We can make the broader point of why the media is after him, why the globalists and corporatists are after him, why the giant Wall Street banks are after him, because he prefers credit unions over Wall Street banks. Donald Trump does. That you can tell why General Motors is after him, because he prefers American workers make American products.
Uh-huh.
Instead of shipping them to China or Mexico to be made and brought back in. I had a post-NAFTA Jeep Grand Cherokee, and the head broke on it, right down between the third and fourth cylinder. The inline six, right in the middle, crack, right in the middle. Started leaking oil, sucking in fluids and everything. I took it in there, and the guy said, NAFTA Jeep. I said, what do you mean? He said, NAFTA Jeep. He said, this was the first year they started making these cylinder heads in the header in Mexico. And they used a cheap Chinese alloy instead of what they were using before. So he said, every 4.0 inline six engine made before this is bulletproof. I said, well, how do I make my engine bulletproof? He said, we got to replace the cheap Chinese parts with the American parts from before the ban, before they went to Mexico. So he went and found in a junkyard an older Jeep than mine that had an American-made header on it and put it in. Flawless.
No problem.
No problem. No problem. That's what I'm talking about. Speaking of, you know who is the godfather of NAFTA? This is going to surprise a lot of Americans. It's going to surprise a lot of Republicans. Do you know why I say Donald Trump is the greatest president since
TR?
TR. And a lot of people say, but Baron, you even have a daughter named after Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Wouldn't you think he was the greatest president since TR? Here is a headline from 1993. Heritage.org. Here's the headline. The North American Free Trade Agreement, Ronald Reagan's vision realized. The approval by Congress of the North American Free Trade Agreement is a victory of engagement and competition over withdrawal and complacency. The trade pact, which will eliminate tariffs on goods and services between the United States, Canada, and Mexico over a 15-year time span, will create the world's largest market, some 360 million people, with an economic output of more than $6 trillion a year. The NAFTA, this NAFTA was so new here, they still called it the NAFTA. The NAFTA thus guarantees that America, listen to this sentence. This is Heritage.org feeding you a line of globalist bullshit. That's what this is. The NAFTA thus guarantees that American workers will remain the most competitive in the world, and the American consumers will continue to have access to the world's finest goods and services. Unbelievable.
Phil Knight in his book talks about that. That's the founder, chairman, CEO of Nike.
Yeah.
And he talks about that, like, their goal was always to break into China. Why? 1 billion people, 2 billion feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that was a lot of the 1990s, frankly, economic gain.
Yeah.
It was breaking into China and breaking into the Soviet Union.
Well, and the thing is, though, is that you can, like, you can create a market there, but you don't have to, you know, have them make all your stuff and dump it on you for cheap.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Well, but, yeah.
There's a real, you know, if they created a real market there, which there's not.
Right. The goal of tariffs is free trade.
Right.
You raise the tariff, and I'll give you an example of where it happened. Boy, this show's just moving. I'll give you an example of where it happened. You know what happened over the weekend?
What's that?
You know what's happening today for the first time in years?
What's that?
American farm goods are being transferred to Canada and Mexico without tariffs for the first time in years.
Wow.
You know why? Tariffs. Because Trump put tariffs on Chinese or Mexican steel and Canadian steel. And aluminum. And he wouldn't let it in the country without paying a tax.
Uh-huh.
Because China and these other countries were dumping their garbage metals in Mexico without tariffs. And then they were coming in under NAFTA to the United States and destroying the American steel industry. Korea was doing it, too. I just don't like to beat up on the Koreans because of Hyundai.
Right.
But it's true. They were doing it, too. They're all dumping this garbage aluminum and garbage steel for next to nothing that's been promoted and subsidized by their governments, shipped over here on their government ships, all to undermine the U.S. steel industry. So Trump said, that's garbage. We're not going to do that. We're going to put tariffs on your steel coming in here. And he ended NAFTA, put tariffs on steel and aluminum coming from Canada and Mexico. And everybody had a collective global freakout.
Right.
Not because they cared about the health of the American economy. Not because they cared about the health of the average American or the American worker or the paychecks of the American. Not because they cared about any of that.
No, of course not.
They freaked out because their globalist corporatist interests would no longer be able to compete with American goods.
Yep.
They'd have to come over here and reestablish American steel factories, which is what they've done. Which is what they've done. The tariffs on steel and aluminum in Canada and Mexico worked because we got the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement worked out, and it will be signed here shortly. And now Canada will remove tariffs levied on American goods, American farm goods, milk, cheese, wheat, corn. They had a 950% tariff on dairy products going into Canada. 950%.
Good Lord.
You know why?
Why?
Because we do it better.
Oh.
And they couldn't compete with us.
Right.
And that's gone now. So if you're a cheeser in Wisconsin or Vermont, you can now sell north of the border. Donald Trump's vision is working. That's why they want him gone. That's why Justin Amash wants him gone.
Yep.
That's why all these people want
I mean, look,
gone.
If you're big mad about your Chinese businesses going away and you're an American congressman, like, I'll tell you what's an impeachable offense, in my opinion.
Yes, owning a Chinese business and being right. An American congressman.
Right.
That's the impeachable offense. The impeachable offense is not listening to Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X enough. That's the impeachable offense. We'll take your calls on the other side of the break. 272-9228 on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline.
Yeah, Lord, take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha. You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, this is Baron Coleman from my friends over at Yellowhammer Cafe. Yellowhammer Cafe is Montgomery's premier and authentic Southern meat and three. Yellowhammer Cafe opens at 6 a.m. for breakfast, so you want to come in for things like sausage, eggs, omelets, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. You can get those starting at 6 a.m. at Yellowhammer Cafe. As they move into the lunch hour, your meat and three changes daily. Some days you got Cajun shrimp and grits, fried chicken, baked chicken, pot roast, meatloaf, pulled pork, even oxtails and some dishes you just can't get anywhere else. Go by Yellowhammer Cafe. They're on Bell Street, 1961 Bell Street, right across from the Bell Street Gate to Maxwell Air Force Base. So get on Maxwell Boulevard, take it to Bell Street. When it becomes Bell Street, look to your left. That's where Yellowhammer Cafe is. You're going to absolutely love this place from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The lunch is incredible. The meat and three, it changes daily. It's got private meeting rooms. The breakfast, the atmosphere, it's laid back. It's easy going. You're going to love Kim and her crew over there. Get by Yellowhammer Cafe on Bell Street as soon as you get a chance.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 23 minutes after 10 o'clock.
ANC Credit Union, man. I was just talking in the last segment about the international and corporatist banks and Chase Manhattan and all these other banks, J.P. Morgan and all these people hating Trump. Listen, you don't have to carry their credit cards. You can go to ANC Credit Union and carry a credit card from there. I mean, just go by there. Go by ANC Credit Union. You can just walk right in and say, I want an absolutely free checking account with absolutely no fees at all, and I want a credit card with those super, super low interest rates. They'll give you one. Assuming you're creditworthy. But our audience is good people. They'll give you a credit card. And then you can break yourself free of those multinational, international, globalist, corporatist banks. You can just be free of them. Just say, you know what? I support local credit unions. Go to ASE Credit Union. Open up a checking account. Get a credit card and be on your way. And then when you need a car, guess what? Go get pre-qualified and take your great rate and get your fantastic car. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations in the River Region, 5,000 locations around the country, as 84 aptly pointed out over the weekend. That's 100 per state. That's an average of 100 per state. If you're vacationing in Alaska or Idaho or Iowa, there's going to be locations for you to do a little banking while you're on the road. ASE Credit Union, on the web, yourasecu.com. Dave Mowry, federally insured NCUA equal opportunity lender. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, and David.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, David. How are you?
Good. You know, I had read an article last year online about, you talked about the Chinese dumping steel and aluminum in Mexico. But I'd read an article that the Chinese government had built a massive facility in Mexico where they were storing aluminum and steel.
You could see it on a satellite.
Yeah, exactly. Sure could.
You can see it from, it's like one of those things you can see from space. They say you can see like the Great Wall of China, Lake Okeechobee, and
the Chinese steel factory in Mexico.
Exactly. I mean, those are like the only three things on Earth you can see from space. That's how much steel they were bringing in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they said it was just unbelievable, the size of this place.
I'm sure you've covered it, Baron. Have you seen that video that they put together, like the Chinese, like the new Silk Road thing, where they're like, they're investing like $1 trillion in Africa?
Yeah.
And they're doing this like all over Africa. They're basically like colonizing. Africa.
Oh, what they're doing is they loan you money.
Yeah.
And they take your government assets as collateral. And then when you can't pay, they take
it. They just take it?
Yeah.
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 Sure. It's crazy.
Yeah. But you know what? That's good business.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do it,
it's good business in world domination.
Why wouldn't you?
Look, you know, I mean, I don't want the U.S. getting into it, but I don't care if the Chinese do that.
Yeah, yeah.
China's better run than Africa.
Oh yeah,
it is. I mean, honest to goodness, China's a disaster, but it's better run than Africa.
Yeah.
So
we'll see you guys later.
See you. 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. Flower Child.
Hey, I just wanted to agree that the tariff is a double-edged sword. Not only is it economically starving China, therefore then they can't have that global expansion, which is going to hurt us militarily.
Correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, people don't realize that if we keep losing jobs in America and giving them to China, we're just feeding the beast that's going to come and attack us one day.
Right.
So, That's all I had to say.
No, Flower Child, that was quick and to the point. She's been listening. Thank you so much. She's been listening. That was a great call.
It was.
She brought points out that we had not yet made, but right. That were on topic. That's she did right. It quickly.
That, right.
And got the hell off the phone.
Got to the point. Hung up.
That's a great call. She's one of my favorites. I love Flower Child. I was about to make a point, and then I got so excited about the point she was making. See, her call's better than the show.
Yeah, there you go.
Going back to Reagan for just a moment. I think Reagan bought... This is the difference between Reagan and Trump. Reagan believed his advisors. He brings in advisors, and they say, but Ronald, what you need to do is...
Gipper.
Create a super platform of Mexico and Canada and the United States, and they all knew the back doors that would be in there. They would know you'd be able to see the aluminum and steel place from space in Mexico. They knew that was going to take place, but they didn't tell Ronald Reagan that. So Ronald Reagan bought into the hype. Now, Heritage knew it, too. Heritage is half globalist corporatist whore, half decent people. I'll never run for office. I mean, I you can't, and be honest, because they will destroy you. I don't have Trump money. I don't have a 40-year brand built up.
Right.
That's the only reason he was able to withstand it.
Correct.
You cannot say that. No one else can say the things Donald Trump says and get elected. Nobody. You got to be a product. You got to be a Barack Obama. Or you got to be a corrupt Bill or Hillary Clinton type that acknowledges up front we're corrupt and we're going to create basically a mafia. But I think Ronald Reagan believed all this stuff. President Clinton described the... I'm reading back from the Heritage thing. President Clinton correctly described the agreement as, quote, just a first step, stretching that he will reach out to other Latin American countries in an effort to spread the free trade throughout the hemisphere. In doing so, he'll move even closer to the conservative vision of a hemisphere-wide free trade area. Guys, they never intended it to be free trade. They always knew there was a back door through China and India and Thailand and Vietnam. They always knew there was a back door. They don't want free trade. They want rigged trade. They do not want you in the United States being able to compete, period. End of story. And nothing you can ever say will change my mind on that. Ever. The globalists and the corporatists have tried to destroy this country. You know what Hungary's doing? They're pushing
eating?
Back. They're Hungary. Hungary's pushing back. They're giving tax benefits if you have enough kids and get married and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get married by a certain age, they give you tax benefits or money.
What is it? If you have four kids?
Four kids, you pay no income taxes for life.
Right. So move to Hungary.
Well, you know what? In the United States, unless you make a pretty high income, if you have four kids, you don't really pay income taxes. You'll pay payroll taxes. You'll pay some other stuff. But the tax credit now is so generous for kids. And the deduction is so high that if you have four kids, unless you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars, you probably don't pay taxes. You know, up to 100, 150, you're probably not paying taxes. You hit that AMT at a certain point. 30 minutes after 10 o'clock, Dave Mallory. It was a pleasure seeing Mrs. Mallory this weekend.
I know, right?
And had a big time.
Much better half.
You're substantially better half. When we get back, speaking of better halves, the mayor of the great city of Montgomery will join us for the next hour or so. 45 minutes or an hour? An hour? We'll be back.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Fox Tonight, summer's musical game show Beat Shazam returns with host Jamie Foxx.
Season 3!
And its biggest premiere ever.
Yeah! Let's go!
What makes it so huge? We'll give you 1 million guesses.
Exact song title.
I just don't know.
His answer is, I just don't know.
It's the season premiere of Beat Shazam.
Yeah!
On its new night.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are losing more ground. There's concern the crackdown on Huawei for security concerns will hurt U.S. tech businesses. Also, Jeff Sika of Circle Squared Investment says investors expected a trade deal by now.
There was the anticipation that we would get the photo shoot after the trade negotiations. Now we're not seeing that. And what's at risk here is the consumer. We're seeing margin compression. We're seeing potential consumer inflation. And if we see that, how much of the tax cuts and all the positive economic news is going to be erased?
Ford says by August, it will have eliminated 7,000 jobs globally, making up 10% of its workforce. It's cutting 2,300 U.S. jobs through buyouts and layoffs. Whole Foods is eliminating plastic straws from its North America and U.K. stores by this July. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a fizzling front in the state today, which will bring at least a small chance of showers. It's going to be a warm day with scattered spotty showers and thunderstorms here and there. Low tonight down to about 69. Tomorrow, a hot day with a high temperature up to about 92. Sunshine will dominate. Then the heat builds as the week goes on. In fact, I think we'll be in the low to mid 90s on Wednesday, the middle 90s on Thursday and Friday, and we could be in the upper 90s over the Memorial Day weekend. Get ready for some heat with some blazing sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
We'll be right back.
36 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon. I got the mayor of the great city of Montgomery in here, Todd Strange. But I do want to tell you real quickly before we bring him in about my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting, because while Todd's been working hard for the city for the last 10-ish years or so, Riley Manning has been working in the River Region to make it beautiful for the last 50-plus years, which is absolutely an incredible run as a painting contractor. He's the guy all the other little painting contractors want to be when they grow up. And you can hire someone else and get a little OJT if you want, on-the-job training, or you can just call the guy who knows everything about the business and get in touch with Riley Manning, and he'll get you squared away. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, RileyManningPainting.com. Check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com, or just call him, 799-1284. But Baron, where'd you get that number from? That's not the same number that's in the phone book. Right, because I'm giving you the double secret bat phone. That's a News and Views special. You only get that number here. 799-1284 goes right into his pocket, right? The double secret bat phone. So when you call that, he knows you heard about it here, and he knows, he knows the advertising. He knows the advertising works. He's been with us almost 5 years. But he knows that you're friendly territory calling in. And hey, does it get you a better deal? Yeah, probably. 799-1284, 799-1284. Check them out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Again, Dave, Baron, and the mayor of the great city of Montgomery for the next 6 or 7 months.
Till November 12th, about 10:05.
Yeah, and then you're out.
But I tell you what, I was delighted to hear coming over here. I guess I don't get to listen to you along the way, but when I found that this familiar voice that, you know, goes with about a 6'7" frame, Mowry, I'm thinking, is he just the guest host or is he there forever? Now, you told me he's kind of part of you. And if anybody has any problem with me being the mayor, he's to blame. Because three times now,
that's right,
he's got me elected without
helped,
a runoff.
Helped.
Without a runoff. And I've been indebted to him and grateful, and he's always looking for candidates. So I understand that you might be employed for this campaign. We shan't on this show talk about who it might be, because that'd be kind of unfair. But I'm glad to see you gainfully employed.
Well, you know,
and,
it helps.
of course it helps.
Some of those secret campaign tactics that you did. That's good.
I'm
you
secret, know, very secret.
I told my family and I told our staff and at a cabinet meeting a month or two ago, I just said, look, during this campaign, the fact that I'm not running, you're going to hear everything that's wrong with the city of Montgomery. First of all, don't discourage. Don't believe everything you hear. And if they got any good ideas during the campaign, let's use them now rather than
trying
to wait to after the campaign. But I'm sure that it'll get even more intense over the next few months.
Why do people in an open seat run against the city?
Ask the consultant. My view simply is it's the easiest way to do it because, you know, there are groups out there that really don't understand or appreciate all that we've done. And so sort of like being for Alabama and Auburn. You know, if you're for Alabama and you proclaim that, then you've already turned half the people off. And so to the extent that those people said, you know, the way I'd say it is we're going to build on those positives and we're going to approach and address those things that are still a challenge. And certainly we have some challenges out there. You know, 10 years is a long time, but we've made some progress. But just because you made the progress doesn't mean there aren't still challenges.
I went down to the River Jam Saturday night.
Oh, man.
What a great event.
Yeah, super.
What a great event. And Brewfest the night before, I heard, was a smashing success.
Yep.
But there was a great, great crowd, safe getting in and out of there, plenty of police presence.
It was Montgomery.
Lots of people having fun. What a great event.
Yep. No, it's always good. Kirk J, you know, he always brings a crowd. I tell you a quick story about Kirk J. I was eating at a relatively new restaurant, one that we had been to a grand opening a couple of weeks before. I took a group of six out there, and, you know, I'm always honored to have people want to have pictures with you and so forth and so on. So we came out, and the staff wanted to have pictures, and we got pictures made, and we went into the parking lot, and all of a sudden I said, hey, Mayor. I heard, hey, Mayor. I turned around, saw this big, tall guy and a couple of females, and so I went over and shook a guy's hand, and guy said, I'm Kirk J. And I said, "Great, who's Kirk Chang?" He said,
"He knew you. You didn't know
that's
him."
That's right. He said, "I'm a contestant on The Voice," and I said, "Well, I know you can't tell me how it came out, but you know, would you sing a bar or two? What'd you sing?" And so he kind of rendered a bar or two, and I knew he was special at that juncture.
Oh,
and,
he killed it. You know,
we followed it, followed him a long way. And then when he got involved with Courtney Pruitt, was really heart-touching. And then at the funeral last week, he was, in fact, there, and I engaged him after that.
How is Glenn and his family doing?
You know,
Glenn is the city councilman for District 8. His daughter passed away cancer.
I got to tell you, he exhibited a lot of love, courage, and maturity during that period of time, particularly at the end there. Spoke at the funeral along with Courtney's mother. And I was impressed and encouraged, and they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. It's obviously losing Courtney situation like that is tough. Anytime you have to bury your child, it's not the way it's supposed to be, but he's going to be fine.
Yeah, I didn't know Glenn several years ago, and we've gotten to know each other the last few years, and I genuinely really like him.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's a likable guy.
He really is.
He loves kids. I mean, his avocation is coaching.
Yeah,
I think his daughter brought him to Christ, and you know, that's always an important ingredient.
You know, Doug Singleton, when Glenn was going through all that the last week there with Courtney, he wasn't able, obviously, to tend to his lawn business.
Right. Well, not only for the last week, for the last month or so.
And Doug organized a bunch of just folks, competing companies and just guys with lawnmowers, and they all met out. And,
90 folks on Saturday.
They
and
had
Sunday.
Too many people.
And matter of fact, there was 12 more they found out about on Monday that got taken care of, too.
Wow.
The outpouring of support in this community is just unbelievable.
It's a special place.
But it happens all the time.
Yeah, it's a special place. It's right. I always tell people, because they're people that, when I talk to them, what's it like living in Montgomery?
Yeah.
I say it's a really big, small town.
That's mm-hmm. right. No question.
It functions like a 15 or 20,000 person town, but we've got a couple hundred thousand people and a couple hundred thousand more in the suburbs. But it feels like a very small town.
Yep. So many people text him, he messaged him, things like that. He just didn't even know. But Courtney had touched them, you know, throughout her life. And so all that is very heartening to the family. But we also must remember now all of the family's now gone, and we still got to be supportive.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure. Our number 272-9228, that's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Alabama Home Mortgage is a generous sponsor of this program, our longest-serving sponsor. And they've been here since the very, very beginning, really the first couple months we were on the air. And
Kim was a very young person.
She's still a very young person. What are you talking about? She's like.
Well, I know the age that she's approaching because my daughter is approaching that age too. And
we're not talking
hung
about
out
that.
Together.
We're not talking about that.
The older
she
than
is
you are.
Very young at heart. Very young. But she doesn't look older than I am.
She's very attractive.
She is. And everybody needs to call her. 567-4223. That's her number. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. She is a mortgage lending specialist. That's all she does. All these other folks, they do mortgages, but they also do this. They also do that. Listen, you don't want to get into that also business. Get into the only business. She only does mortgages, and she does it better than anybody else. I've used her twice in the last couple of years. She's phenomenal. Absolutely wonderful. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. You can call her directly, 567-4223, or just stop by her office, grab a cup of coffee or a soda, and sit and chat. Tell her about your mortgage situation. However you want to get in touch with her. I mean, you can send her smoke signals. She doesn't care. Just get in touch with her and get that mortgage process started. Your life will be blessed, I promise. 46 minutes after 10 o'clock, her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. More Todd Strange, more Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman after the break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May, because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in. It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, or 10 minutes before 11 o'clock, excuse me, 50 minutes after 10 o'clock. 10:50. I'll say it every way you could possibly say it.
Where are your listeners?
5 times as many minutes as ours. What do you mean, where are our listeners?
Nobody's calling. Oh,
that doesn't mean anything.
I know. Somebody told me that, I want to tell you a quick story. On the afternoon, you know, in this studio, Dan Marsh is on.
Yeah.
And so he had, I was on last week, and he had on Thursday, and he had a caller, Miss Pine Level, that called, and we had a nice conversation. And immediately after that, he had River Cruise on the Harriet. And so this lady comes up. And she says, "You don't know me, but do you recognize my voice?" And, of course, you know, I hear a lot of people. She says, "I'm Miss Pine Level." Yeah. I said, holy gee. And then I had another person Saturday morning at the race, after the Beaver Run they had out at Lagoon Park, which was great. It had 136 people show up. She said, I hear you all the time on the radio. And I said, well, do you have a call? And she says, no. I said, I generally agree with you. I said, well, that's the one I want to call. Call and say that.
So maybe, those are the people
so
who don't.
So maybe she'll call this morning.
Well, you know, I don't want to give all the secrets away. I would do away with the phones if I could.
Yeah, you've said that before. That just kind of get in the way of a good conversation.
There are times phone calls add to the program. Flower Child a little bit ago had a good one. They bring up something we haven't already discussed, or they put a different spin on something we've already discussed, and it's quick and it's to the point. But if you watch the online listenership in particular, because those are people who have more options for talk radio than just over-the-air people. Because over-the-air right now, there's nobody competing against us.
Yeah, right.
If you want talk radio, it's us. You know, NPR's on music and AM's on some feed out of some national feed or something. I mean, there's no one competing against us. But if you watch the online listenership, the longer a call goes, the more people drop.
I agree. It's got to be quick. And
Thirty to 45 seconds is plenty.
I'm the world's worst. When they ask me a question, I want to tell you what I know about it. And that's just not right. I'll do the sound bite and get on with it.
You know my favorite thing is to tell people about Bath Innovations because they are phenomenal.
Speaking
absolutely
of a sound
phenomenal.
Bite.
Man, they're great. Mr. Mayor, I know that you understand the rental business and the rental home business, and you got to clean up after people, and they tear stuff up and all that kind of stuff. Imagine if you could put a nearly indestructible product in every bathroom in your rental home. And all you had to do is just wipe it off with some scrubbing bubbles or 409 or whatever your cleaner of choice is, Windex, and it just cleans right up. It's unbelievable. The product does sell itself. You walk into the Bath Innovations showroom there on the East Boulevard, right in the Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center, you will see what I'm talking about. And this is not your daddy or granddaddy's or even your mayor's acrylic. This is the best acrylic you've ever seen. They now laser edge this acrylic. You cannot tell the difference between tile with grout and this acrylic. It's almost indistinguishable, but it is a more affordable product. It lasts longer. It has fewer problems over the long run, and it's super, super, super easy to clean. The grout never changes colors. It's amazing. It's a great, great product. The grout lines, I guess, never change colors. Get to Bath Innovations. Now, the general contractors, they can do granite and quartz and tile and everything else, but I really want to focus you on that acrylic because that's the product that caught my eyes when I was in there. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. BathInnovations.com if you have more questions. 271-2723 if you just want to call and ask questions, make an appointment, get over there. It takes about a day and a half. They get in, they get out. They don't tear up your bathroom for weeks at a time. BathInnovations.com. Get by their showroom, 271-2723. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, the mayor of the great city of Montgomery. And you had to go and ask for callers, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
Mark, be amazing, Mark.
Good morning. I have a question concerning the city-county public safety radio system. I did some research for something else and stumbled across the fact we've expanded that system into Bullock, Elmore, and now Lee County, specifically for the city of Auburn in Lee County. And I'm curious as to why we're doing it and how we're funding it.
Yeah.
I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we're even expanding as far as we can. What the goal would be is to be able to communicate with everyone between Mobile and Huntsville, frankly, because you want to be able to have instant communication with any of those forces. You know, you had an unfortunate situation in Auburn this morning, very difficult, and to the extent that they would have needed our help, we would have wanted to be able to be in instant and continuous contact, particularly in first responders for the hurricanes and tornadoes and things like that. So it's always a good thing, and those come from funds that are traditionally outside of the city or county municipal taxes. They come through some statewide funding.
All right. I had no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Being able
to, with your radios, being able to talk six or seven years ago, we couldn't even communicate directly with the sheriff's department. You'd have to go to different channels, and you'd have to go to a dispatch, things like that. Now, with a lot of the surrounding counties, because we share towers, you're able to go direct through
your. So they can hear all your communications, yeah. And you hear all theirs?
Ours in cryptic. Some of theirs are not. Some of those choose not to be in cryptic. So the ones that are in cryptic, you will not be able to hear.
You guys sent me a link to that one day, and I listened to it for a while. I had it on at the house. It's boring.
Well,
generally
until it's not.
Yeah, until it's not. But
a lot of just like people checking in like 243 at 243.
Yeah, the bigger issue, though, is the being able to talk.
Yeah.
It's not the alerts and things like that.
Well...
I think that's what he was talking about.
Well, and talk directly when there is a problem.
Yeah, there is a communications board. Actually, the sheriff is the chairman of the communication board and chairman of the county commission, the police chief. I think it's director of public safety, the finance director, the attorney, myself, and maybe the county commission. I mean, the city council chairman and one other city council is on the communication district board.
Are we still doing the litter cruise?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I was driving down the Southern Boulevard to go see Jack not long ago, and I noticed.
Yeah, four times a week they come in from Red Eagle, on a farm, three or four. But every week we're going to pick up 2,000 pounds of trash.
Unbelievable.
You know, and certainly it's not the same trash, but people just irresponsible. They just throw it out. I was having breakfast the other day at a Waffle House, and we saw...
Don't say it like that. Waffle House is phenomenal.
Well, they are phenomenal. I love the breakfast. But we saw someone walking across the parking lot, drinking a cup of coffee, and he just finished the coffee and just...
Thunk.
Put it down. I could not go out and arrest him.
But you should have said something.
I could just yell at him and say,
Why couldn't you arrest him?
Because under Alabama statute, you have to be observed by law enforcement.
You're the chief law enforcement officer.
I am not a sworn officer.
Are you serious? Yep. Even though you run the police department, you can't arrest somebody?
Nope. Well, I could do a citizen arrest, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But then you
about.
Go swear a warrant out and all that kind of stuff. In this particular case, though, for...
You didn't have your officer with you at breakfast?
Well, it was... no, I did not. I wish I would have been. He would have been able to do that.
I wish you would have. I see
litter,
these people...
noise, those kinds of things.
I see him throwing stuff out windows all day.
We tried to even do a program where, a trial program where if a citizen videotaped it or got a license plate, things like that. But
I'll tell you what, though, this is a kudos to you guys because I complained about the litter on air for probably two solid years. And then you guys started that program. I guess they do it up and down Taylor Road and the Boulevard, and there's a few other roads that I travel.
Boulevard, North Boulevard, Taylor Road, 231.
Yeah. You can really, really tell a difference. Mm-hmm. And it gives people – you ask people what they want in a community. It's the same three things the day we came on the air. It's the same three things in every community.
Right.
Safety, clean, and roads. That's it.
Education. You got to put that in there.
Yeah, but they'll just move to the suburbs.
That's the other problem.
They'll just move to the suburbs.
Yeah, that's the other problem.
We got the mayor on the other side of the break as well, so don't go anywhere. 272-9228 if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. We'll be here till noonish. I'll keep my coarse jokes for when the mayor's not here. But we'll be here from 9 till noonish, and the mayor will be here till 11:30 or so. So if you want to chat with him, ask any questions, now's the time.